This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump said on Thursday that delivery of the coronavirus vaccine will begin next week. Speaking to U.S. troops overseas via video link, Trump said the vaccine would initially be sent to frontline workers, medical personnel, and senior citizens. The Trump administration plans to tighten sanctions on Tehran soon. The sanctions are based on military weapons, weapons of mass destruction, and human rights. U.S. Special Envoy for Iran, Elliot Abrams, cautioned against repeating President Barack Obama's mistakes in negotiating the 2015 nuclear deal. President Trump left that deal unilaterally 2 years ago. The United Kingdom will impose new rules next year to prevent Google and Facebook from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantage consumers. The code will be enforced by a dedicated unit within the Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA. The CMA wants to crack down on internet giants swallowing up smaller firms and is set to issue detailed plans in December. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As politicians continue getting a paycheck, many Americans are not because of decisions government officials make. One politician is standing up for those without a large-scale voice. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman called Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak a dictator after the Democrat governor issued a 3-week statewide pause to curb COVID-19. The new policy started Sunday. It mandates casinos, bars, and restaurants reduce capacity from 50% to 25%. Goodman commented, "Sisolak has tried all these measures before, and the virus is still here." On Wednesday, Nevada health officials warned that the recent spikes indicates one person is diagnosed with COVID-19 every minute and one person dies every 2 hours. Nevada health officials did not indicate if the deaths included underlying medical conditions. Thanksgiving football saw the Texans beat the Lions 41-25 and Washington beat up Dallas 41-16. Star quarterback Lamar Jackson of the Ravens has tested positive for the coronavirus and will not play Sunday against the Steelers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Trump held a press conference after his Thanksgiving video chat with troops stationed overseas. Let's listen in to some of his comments.
There are those who say what I'm doing right now is the single most important thing I've ever done. And I think it may be true. It may be true. The vaccines, and by the way, don't let Joe Biden take credit for the vaccines. If Joe Biden, you know, Joe Biden failed with the swine flu. H1N1, totally failed with the swine flu. Don't let him take credit for the vaccines, because the vaccines were me, and I pushed people harder than they've ever been pushed before. And we got that approved and through, and nobody's ever seen anything like it. And you got a big resistance in the FDA from years and years of people working there, for years and years, different administrations. But the vaccines are, there are those that say it's one of the greatest things. It's a medical miracle. Don't let anyone try and take credit for it. But with all of the things I've done, this could be the most important, because there's been voter fraud going on, but never at this scale. Tens of millions of ballots have been sent out to people that didn't even want them. Many people, and I know you've heard, many people have received 2, 3, and 4 ballots. And many people have taken those 2, 3, and 4 ballots and they voted them. This election was a fraud. It was a rigged election. I mean, I hate to say it, but this was a rigged, at the highest level, it was a rigged election.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. My good friend, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, joins us now, the best-selling author of the new book, Harbinger 2. We're going to talk about that, but I also especially want to talk about the post-glow, if we might say, of the return, the event that happened on September the 26th at the D.C. Mall. Jonathan, welcome. Always good to have you with us, sir.
Always great to be with you, Bill.
Well, I've been saying time and again, Jonathan, I was eager to have you on to talk about this, and that is that we cannot let the fire go out, the fire that was ignited on September the 26th. Hundreds of thousands of people coming together in prayer, seeking God's face, asking for forgiveness, repenting, humbling themselves. This energy and this vision needs to continue, does it not?
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't, you know, the return is not just an event. You know, that was the focal point, but it is the whole point of the return is exactly what happens when we do come together to repent, to follow what it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, which exactly what you alluded to. And that is, you know, it's the beginning. It is the beginning, and we cannot stop praying now. And we are at a most critical moment as we also head to the election, as we head to the end of this tumultuous year, 2020. That is what it's all about, revival. You know, without revival, America is lost. It's not just the political things that happen, because that's not going to save us. It's revival. And revival begins with repentance, but it's got to continue.
Jonathan, and I agree, without revival, imagine what's ahead of America right now as we continue to deal with this pandemic, knowing that really it was an act of war by the Chinese. Do we want to go to war with the communist Chinese before we reconcile ourselves to the God of heaven's armies, who would go before us and fight that battle? Or do we want to do it in and of our own might? Because potentially that could happen.
Yeah, well, that really gets to the heart of the Harbinger and what happened in the last days of ancient Israel, and that is that when shaking was allowed to come to the land, the what God was using it for, allowing it for, was to call the nation back. And for those who know from the Harbinger starting until now, you know, 9/11 was the first shaking, and then all these signs came, which were linked to the response of Israel when they were shaken. Instead of coming back to God, instead of repenting, is that their response was, we're gonna come back stronger than ever, and not by coming back to God, but by our own power. And that really sealed the judgment and all the, you know, what began with 9/11 and the response of America was the, you know, was to do this on their own. We're going to get back on our own. And that's what all centered on this scripture, Isaiah 9:10, which is what the vow that they did, that they gave, back then of we're of defiance. We've been following on that course. And so if we try to solve our problems without solving the ultimate problem, which is not political, which is not economic, which is not military, it is spiritual.
Yes.
That is the ultimate thing. If we're right with God, then it's just like, and it's just in our own lives too, Bill. If we're right with God, we don't have to worry about the other things. If we are not right with God, then no matter what we do, it's not going to solve it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see disaster if we don't come back to God.
And there's something about 19 years, as you say,
yes.
That cycle of 19 years. When I did a study when I was in Bible college, and numbers are important to God. And I found the number 19 to represent faith. So is God calling us back to faith in that 19-year shaking?
Yeah, well, interesting, because yeah, for those who don't know where the real, I mean, then this is what made me for years, look to the year 2020 and say, Lord, is this going to follow this template that is the template of national judgment? And for those who don't know, it's very simple that the first strike or wake up call, that comes with an enemy attack that happened in ancient Israel, happened in ancient Judah. And then this is shaking. Then comes this window of time where the nation has this chance to come back to the Lord. And it's really a window of grace, you know, and so we've had that. But how long is it? Well, when you look at ancient Judah, this is Jerusalem, the attack came in 605 BC, that's Babylon, that's Nebuchadnezzar, and then comes the greater shakings years later, it goes to destruction. Well, when was that? That was 586 BC. So it's 19 years. Well, with 9/11, that was 2001. So 19 years is 2020 as to be the year of the shakings. Now, now the ultimate point, that's why, Bill, that's for two things. Coming into 2020, I had this very strong sense, and I even shared it publicly, that this was going to be a year of shaking and dark events. And yet God has a purpose, which is, you said, faith for revival. So the thing is so I was looking to this, and I knew there was two things I had to do. And the first thing was I had to write the book. I had to write The Harbinger 2, because that was going to be this was going to be the continuation of The Harbinger. I had to warn and get that word out. So I did that. The other one was the return, because if America doesn't come back, then the end of that template is judgment. So, yeah. I mean, this is the God calling, no matter how you look at it, judgment, the end of the window, the call to revival, the call to return. But it is life and death.
Jonathan, you believe we're right there at that tipping point, that we can't look for another 19 years of warnings, that we're at that point now where, you know, the call is either we return or face judgment. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, that is the warnings of all these things, because I mean the fact that these are not what has been replaying in America, and that's what began when I was at Ground Zero and 9/11, and when I saw that what is replaying is not the beginning of the template, it's the ending part. It's not just something that happened in ancient Israel; it's something that happened towards the end. And yes, there was a 19-year period. And I'm not saying, listen, God isn't we can't put him in a box. He can do as he will, and we want to pray for many more years. But the point is, all the signs are pointing towards the ending point. So, yeah, I believe it is more critical than ever, and it's not an election is critical, but it's not just an election. You know,
right.
We've had an election. We've had a conservative administration, but America is still heading down away from God. So revival, return, repentance, 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the answer and the only answer.
Exactly, because look what hangs in the balance here. As you say, this is a spiritual battle more than anything else. The manifestation of this conflict is the way conservatives, the way people of faith are being attacked. You know, the lawlessness that has taken place, the continuation of abortions, which, you know, they're arguing right now, even as we are trying to confirm a new justice to the Supreme Court, the issue really, what it comes down to is Roe v. Wade once again, and the continuation of millions of babies being aborted in mothers' wombs.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And it was the same thing that happened with Judge Kavanaugh. It was ultimately about abortion. It's ultimately about life. That's the ultimate thing. And an interesting thing, Bill, I mean, I don't know if we've talked about this, but that when, you know, the return is actually set as the 10 days of awe, you know, in the Bible, the 10 days of repentance between Feast of Trumpets, beginning there, and heading with, you know, ending with Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And that's a time of repentance. But just as so, as it was beginning those 10 days, just as the eve was...
Jonathan, I'm going to let it absorb people's brain for a minute. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're continuing our conversation with Jonathan Kahn, best-selling author of the new book, Harbinger 2. Jonathan, I hated to stop you right there, but it was so important because I want you to get the entire punctuation of how things came together, how God Not Donald Trump, not Jonathan Cahn, not Pastor Jessup. I mean, we're talking God himself, how he orchestrated these events.
Yes. Bill, after the event, and by more than one person, because they were watching the event and they were watching the news at the same moment, said the moment that the return, the sacred assembly part, which ended at five, the moment I said the word shalom at the end of the final blessing, that's at the moment that Donald Trump, that the president announced Amy Barrett, the very second, you know, so it ended and converged at the very second. So there's so much warfare over this, and you're exactly right. This is about life and death, and the issue of abortion is not some, you know, not some side issue. This is central. We're talking about over 60 million children. If one party gets in this election, they're going to expand it to the point where we are all going to be paying directly for the killing of unborn children through our dollars. The other side is trying to overturn it. And remember something, Bill, that when these judgments came on ancient Israel, one of the key reasons why it came, the Bible says, was because they were offering up their children.
Yes.
And in fact, Jeremiah, you know, he prophesies over this. For those who saw the word I gave at the return, I was led to reenact that. He took this jar and he smashed it. So I did that on the stage because I was saying, Lord, should I do this? And it was absolutely yes. Because of what they did to their children. And he prophesied that it was in the 19th year when all these judgments would come. He prophesied a plague would come on the land linked to this. So that's how critical and crucial this moment is and this issue is.
Yeah, and I especially like in Jeremiah how he quoted the Lord about how they were murdering their children. He said, how did you come up with that idea? I never even thought of that myself.
Well, the first thing is that what I saw is that when Jeremiah was prophesying that the judgments that would come on the land, one of the things he said, and this is the 19th year of Israel's template and judgment, he said because of what, he said, number one, it will include plague and pestilence, that's disease, as in pandemic,
yes.
That's one of it, and he said that when he made this, he spoke of, this is because of what you did in this valley, which is where they killed the children, and when you look at that, and I know we spoke about this on the other time, but there's so many like eerie parallels between this. Like when, you know, when the plague first came to America, or first was identified in America, next day it made headlines all over the country that it was in America, and the date was January 22nd next to the headlines, which is the day that America legalized the killing of children. And also, you know, what Jeremiah said, he said it's going to come, the plague is going to come, especially to the place where the children's blood were shed. And in Israel, that was a place called Tophet. Well, in America, it's New York. That's the capital of abortion in America. More children have been killed there. And where did all the greatest, by far, death count, it came to New York City, the center for the literally for the world,
right,
of the plague. So, and there's so many, I mean, uncanny. That's what I put in the Harbinger, too. There's a whole chapter called The Plague, which has all these eerie things, the bomb of Gilead. We talked about that. You know, all these things. So it's quite striking. I mean, I won't go into the detail, but I'll even say this. It's not only the place. This plague has been determined even to the exact date, which I won't go into, but it's linked to abortion.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not saying that's the only reason, but that's clearly something that invokes the judgments of God.
Exactly. Well, Jonathan, you and I talked about this. You know, I said, I felt like God had shown this to me about 10 years ago, that we could only hope and pray for what I called a Nineveh moment, where the people would see the evil of their ways and return. Back then, it took a fish spitting out a prophet onto the land there in Nineveh, the reluctant prophet. But the thing that was really significant then was that the leadership caught the and understood what Jonah was saying, and it ignited a repentance and revival in the land. I thought it was significant that Donald Trump delivered a message to the people. I believe it was at 11:59 a.m. Eastern Time. Is there any relevance there between what happened in Nineveh and what happened with Donald Trump?
I think, I'm glad you brought that up. But, you know, I was thinking about that last night. Yeah, the king, in revivals, and it's not that revivals have to happen that way, but when you look at these key moments, Josiah, you know, Nineveh. God uses the king, you know, to confirm it. And that is what happened in the middle of the return. It's actually, Bill, it actually, that's when we announced it. It actually happened while I was speaking.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe it was like 11:30 or something like that. We got the word from the White House. And it was this announcement from the president recognizing that day, you know, as September 26th, as a day of prayer and return. And he spoke about the need to return to, you know, to the faith of America. And he spoke about, he actually, in the proclamation, it actually has the same thing, one of the quotes that I said during that message at the same moment, which was Washington's warning to America that if we cannot, no nation can disregard the orders of heaven and expect the blessings of God to remain on it, you know. And so he put, that was in there. And so, yeah, I think that is very crucial. Now we were wanting and hoping that he would give a call before the return, or, you know, a call that people would do it. But at the same time, the fact that the king, in a sense, the king of the land, recognized it with that, and technically by that is saying, yes, we should return. I think there's something in the spiritual realm that I agree with you, very crucial. And the interesting thing, and I didn't realize this, the day after the return was Yom Kippur. And what is read on that day, appointed, is about Nineveh and the return of Nineveh and the king issuing the proclamation.
Well, and this whole thing, as we talked about the last time, Jonathan, about the day, I mean, you this is 5 years in the planning as you're putting this together. And as it's being unveiled, you realize, even with the return, like you say, the day on that Sabbath, the scripture reading was about the return.
Yeah, which we had, again, this is like you were talking about, like, Bill, we could never have planned it, and never, we had no idea. And that is that it's called, that day is called Shabbat Shuvah on the biblical Hebrew calendar, which is from ages past. And what it means is, Shuvah means the return. So it's literally the day of the return, and all around the world, they're opening the scrolls on that day as we're gathering. And the appointed scripture is Joel 2, which is the scripture of the return, which says, sound the shofar, which is how we began it.
Yes.
And it says, proclaim a solemn assembly, which is exactly what the return is. These are things, I mean, you know, this is appointed by God. I mean, and God, I have no question God is calling him. Even this, I don't know if you heard it, Bill, I mean, if you heard the tape or it's on the web, you know, the message for those who haven't. But as I'm speaking, and it's a kind of, and I say, you know, and this could come through shaking, the heavens literally were rumbling.
Yes.
Thunder.
I remember that. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, thunder, and where I had to stop two times, you know, like people saying, and then as we kneel down and we're praying, you know, and we're praying for America, then the clouds part and the sun comes out, you know, so we didn't do those special effects, you know, this is the Lord.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do. I understand that. But, you know, to me, it was one of those offerings. I mean, just even scripture itself, Jonathan, you know, you're reading the scripture that people are reading around the world on the appointed day. There's got to be something just incredibly powerful as that comes together.
Yeah, I believe, I mean, listen, I've seen this in my life, Bill, I know you've seen it, and also my books are often filled with these things, that all these things are converged. You know, God has every moment in his hands, you know,
yes.
And there are things that are appointed, we just have to walk into it. And the return is one of those things that is, so all these things are just confirmation that God is calling us to return. It starts with the church, you know, it starts with us repenting, and it's the nation, but this is our moment now.
We cannot lose the momentum, exactly. It is our moment. Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, best-selling author of the new book, Harbinger 2, a must-read, available at all the usual places, linked on our website. And for those of you, if you want to see Jonathan again, we played a portion of it last week, of the return event. You can go to the website, and that website is thereturn.org, right?
Yeah, so you go to thereturn.org, you'll have the whole thing, and if you want to see just the speech, you go to the YouTube, Jonathan Cahn. You'll see the speech, but either way. Yeah.
Jonathan Cahn, as always, you're a blessing. Thank you so much for being
with
us. God bless. You got it.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump said on Thursday that delivery of the coronavirus vaccine will begin next week. Speaking to U.S. troops overseas via video link, Trump said the vaccine would initially be sent to frontline workers, medical personnel, and senior citizens. The Trump administration plans to tighten sanctions on Tehran soon. The sanctions are based on military weapons, weapons of mass destruction, and human rights. U.S. Special Envoy for Iran, Elliot Abrams, cautioned against repeating President Barack Obama's mistakes in negotiating the 2015 nuclear deal. President Trump left that deal unilaterally 2 years ago. The United Kingdom will impose new rules next year to prevent Google and Facebook from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantage consumers. The code will be enforced by a dedicated unit within the Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA. The CMA wants to crack down on internet giants swallowing up smaller firms and is set to issue detailed plans in December. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you with us sharing a party today. I am Bill Martinez. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we're going to talk about how to avoid a holiday heart attack or a stroke. We're honored to have Dr. Robert Eckel. He's a prominent American Heart Association and American Diabetes Association medical volunteer. And he's joining with stroke survivor Karen Dawson to talk about why a healthy holiday is the best gift to get this year. You better believe it. Dr. Eckel and Karen Dawson, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill, for having us.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, good morning to you. Dr. Eckel, first, let's talk about the holiday heart attack phenomenon and why mortality is higher around the holidays. It has to do probably more than, you know, than turkey and gravy, right?
Well, turkey and gravy may be part of it, Bill, but I don't think it's one food item. Yes, there's no question about the increased risk of a heart attack or stroke and death from either a heart attack or stroke over the holidays. And this peaks around Christmas, and interestingly enough, the day after Christmas and on New Year's Day. So the reasons are multiple. I think the stress of the holiday season really is there for all of us. It manifests itself in somewhat different ways, but nevertheless, it's there. And this year, I think that could be higher for obvious reasons.
Right. I was just going to say the COVID factor coming into play here. We've had near 9 months of exacerbated stress, and you put that into the mix. We need to be careful to manage it during the holiday season. I know that's what you're pointing to.
Yeah, that's clear. And the stress this year, again, I think maybe a little different than what we're used to. Mm-hmm. But the second thing is our dietary intake patterns tend to change. Ultimately, we eat more food. active, then we really need to sustain our weight, and we ultimately become less active also. So ultimately, I think the lifestyle becomes modified unfavorably. And for exercise, most people get more sedentary, but a few people do exercise much more than their body is trained to do. So I think that's something people need to think about. Then on the intake side, the alcohol consumption tends to go up in those who already are drinkers. So this is another important consideration. And I think particularly important for Karen is the fact that she quit taking her medications around the holiday period. And I think, no question, that adds to that risk.
Exactly. Well, speaking of Karen, you live with type 2 diabetes, and you suffered a stroke. Tell us about your story.
Yes. When I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I realized I was at a higher risk for heart disease and stroke, but I also thought I could thrive with it as long as I managed it well. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that I would in one day have to worry about affording medical coverage. So years down the line, I had a part-time job. I did not have medical coverage, and therefore I did not take my high blood pressure or diabetes medication, and I ended up suffering a stroke.
Wow.
I am proud that I did survive my stroke, and I'm very thankful that I have a second chance, because not everyone gets one.
Yeah. Well, you were very fortunate. You remind me of that old axiom, Karen. We don't know what we don't know. And especially something like this. I mean, we still have that kind of teenager mindset that says we're impervious and that, our bodies, will be able to manage and we're going to be okay until we realize that there's some serious consequences and ramifications with type 2 diabetes, right?
Absolutely.
Doctor... Yeah, go ahead, Karen. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead.
All right. Dr. Echol, tell us about the link between type 2 diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. What Karen experienced.
Well, that link between type 2 diabetes and heart disease and stroke has been there for decades, and still many patients with type 2 diabetes don't realize that risk. But importantly, that risk probably relates to diabetes per se, and we think about diabetes very simplistically as having a high blood sugar. And that likely contributes, but there are other things, Bill, that do contribute. One is there's more likely to be high blood pressure or hypertension in patients living with type 2 diabetes, and often that's inadequately controlled in those patients. And in addition, elevations in cholesterol and triglycerides in the bloodstream probably also contribute to that risk. And, of course, there's the lifestyle overall in patients with type 2 diabetes, which is not as optimal as per Karen right now. And I think ultimately we need to take steps to understand why heart attacks and strokes occur. And that's because patients with type 2 diabetes build up a lot more plaque in their arteries. And plaque can be stable and never result in a heart attack or a stroke, but ultimately the plaque can break down and a clot can form. And when a clot forms, the blood vessels leading to the heart, a heart attack follows. And likewise, when that clot forms in blood vessels leading to the brain, a stroke follows. So I think it's very important for patients living with type 2 diabetes or even without type 2 diabetes to recognize the signs and symptoms of a heart attack and stroke.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Robert Echol, a prominent American Heart Association and American Diabetes Association medical volunteer, with stroke survivor Karen Dawson, as we're talking about her story and her experience. For years, researchers have observed a phenomenon sometimes referred to as the holiday heart attack, where deaths from cardiac and non-cardiac causes dramatically increases starting at Thanksgiving in November and continuing through January. I mean, it's like, here we are on the East Coast and we deal with hurricane season, but we need to be very mindful that during this season coming up, this holiday season, that we're going to have a problem with the so-called holiday heart attack, so we need to be all the wiser. And this is why we're so grateful for Dr. Echol and Karen for coming on the show. While researchers don't know exactly why, some possible reasons include changes in diet, alcohol consumption, stress from things like increased obligations, family interactions, and strained finances. Karen, this one's for you. Now, I understand you're working with the American Heart Association and American Diabetes Association to help people around the holidays. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'm the National Ambassador for No Diabetes by Heart, and we're working with the American Heart Association and the American Diabetes Association to inspire others who have type 2 diabetes to help them manage their risk for stroke and for heart disease. Now, No Diabetes by Heart has put together a special text holiday program to help Pisces make it through to the end of the year, make you very happy and strong. You can text the word holiday to 2263 to get some tips and some inspiration. You can also hear from our celebrity ambassador, Angela Bassett, and have a chance to enter to win a virtual chapter for the new year.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Well, Karen, I'm especially concerned about your story that you shared earlier with us, that you found yourself in a part-time job, you didn't have health insurance, and your story is, you know, lines up with many Americans today, and where they find that they just cannot seem to afford, or they make a choice not to get their medication. What's your warning? What's your admonition and encouragement to them, to other people who may be in a similar situation, who might just say, but you don't understand, I don't have the money to pay for my medication. What can we do?
We can look for resources that could be available that I didn't know existed until I went through this. But everybody's situation is a little different. But I would like to refer any other ideas to Dr. Bob.
Okay. Well,
so want me to take this one?
Yes, go ahead and follow up on that, because, you know, Karen brought up something really important here, and we want to help people and make sure that, you know, there are answers to the questions, but you've got to want those answers, don't you?
Yes, you do. And I think ultimately the government steps up for the CMS program with Medicare and Medicaid, which is backup plans. Medicaid particularly has to have a certain threshold income beneath that to qualify for that. But, you know, as a physician who's taking care of patients who don't have adequate resources, many states have plans where the cost of insulin now is limited to $100 per vial. So that's a good plan. Goodness, the cost of insulin's gone up so very much. Mm-hmm. In addition, new drugs that are available to reduce the risk for heart attack and stroke now are available at discounted prices using co-pays, et cetera. So pharmaceutical companies are willing to step up and help those individuals who cannot afford medications that are clinically indicated. I think, you know, Karen mentioned an experience working with a pharmacy where she needed to get prescriptions, and the pharmacy had a plan available to her that ultimately she could get at least 3 months of medications for no charge.
Dr. Robert Eckel and Kara Dawson, thank you for being with us. Dr. Eckel, I'm going to give you the last word. Tell people where they can go for more information, if you would, please.
Okay, Bill, there's a web link, nodiabetesbyheart.org, O-R-G, and that opens up the door to a lot of valuable information to help people exist through the holidays and beyond to keep themselves heart healthy, free of stroke and heart attack to follow.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Dare I say, not only a country, but a world. You know, there's so many people counting on America right now, and they're looking to our country to see how we are responding. I mean, whether it's COVID, this election, interesting, right, that all this is coming together at one time. I mean, what is this really all about? And if there was ever a time that we needed to pray for wisdom, it is now, that we would have godly insight as to what's going on. The attack that is taking place with this pandemic, our government, our institutions are all in question right now. To the degree, I believe, that most Americans believe that our institutions that we count on have gone all corrupt. Adam Holtz, I believe, is with us right now. Adam Holtz, the director of PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I look out over the horizon and I see the yellow brick road that the powers that be would want America to be traveling on. And it's quite a dangerous road. And we need to be looking for that road less traveled, right?
Well, I think so, because I think, you know, as you were talking about, sometimes I just listen to these people talk, and I'm like, what universe do you live in, you know? we got to deal with reality, not fantasy, mm-hmm. And there's plenty of reality to deal with right now. And, you know, as you know from raising children and all of that process, being a parent forces you to confront reality. And in some ways, I think that even though reality is hard right now, if we flinch from it and dip into fantasy thinking, right, it's just going to make everything worse.
Well, the truth is still there, but you have to have the courage to pursue it. Phil Hotzenfeller was on with us earlier. He talked about, when he was in college, one of the studies that he had at Oxford was linguistic de-evolution. And that's where words mean less. I mean, we have seen this over time with political correctness. I mean, we had Ben Carson at a prayer breakfast, if you recall, and it was a prayer breakfast during the presidency of one Barack Obama. And he really indicted Barack Obama Obama and those on the left that bought into this new narrative that words had no meaning, or you had to be politically correct and dance around all this stuff to avoid reality. And right. Here's where we are. And of course, we're told in Isaiah there will be that day, woe will be that day when that which is good called evil, evil good. And we're in the midst of this right now. And if you don't have discernment, and you're not asking God for wisdom, and you're just going along for the ride here, we got serious problems. I mean, I was at a wedding this weekend, and fortunately we belong to a group where there are many cultures and people who, you know, have come from, they're here from Cuba, Central America, France, European connections, the whole deal. It was amazing just at the table. It was a small group of people and what they were represented and the emails that they were getting from people back in their homeland. Just saying, you know, what is going on here? Yeah. And that we cannot afford, you know, if America goes under, we're done. They're done. Even though they may be oppressed right now, they see oppression going to a whole nother level if America is out of the way.
Oh, that's right. And the interesting thing with, I think, the language on the political left, I mean, I work with words all the time. And the left wants to say words don't matter, and at the same time, they want to co-opt the language. You know, yes. For years and years and years, we heard there is no absolute truth. There's just narratives, right?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, when Trump came to office, they changed their tune. Mm-hmm. Then it was like, well, now there's truth matters, you know, and the Washington Post and their sanctimony of democracy dies in darkness. You know, all of a sudden, there was a truth narrative. Mm-hmm. And they flipped course on that, didn't they? I mean,
yes.
You know, there was now an orthodoxy, and if you didn't subscribe to their orthodoxy, you know, you're somewhere in the outer darkness of, you know, deplorable land. And we have a narrative, too, that actually is true.
Yes.
And it's not one that shifts with the whims of fashion.
Political interests or entertainment. And, yeah. And then, yeah, right, exactly.
But words matter, and the way that people use words matters. I don't know if you saw this weekend, John Cleese of Monty Python fame has been defending J.K. Rowling in this whole argument over how we should think about transsexuality. Mm-hmm. And, of course, J.K. Rowling basically just said, look, if female sexuality isn't a thing, all of these things that we have fought for have no meaning.
Exactly.
And so she was questioning, you know, the way we're talking about this stuff. And, of course, the left has tried its darndest to excommunicate her because she's not going along with the dogma.
Right.
Well, you know, here John Cleese comes along, and, you know, he's 81, and he was a member of Monty Python. I'm guessing he's
right.
got pretty,
yeah.
pretty thick skin, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But they're labeling him transphobic. And even a word like that, it's like, well, no, we're not afraid to talk about this issue, and we're not afraid of anybody who's making that decision, but let's talk about the reality of what's happening. But,
yes,
but
exactly.
The left uses words and labels to silence anybody who is not in lockstep, and that is what we absolutely have to be critical of.
Well, good point here. Who's really transphobic?
Right.
I mean, really, you ask the question. I mean, they're J.K. Rowling, you know, Cleese, they're at least talking about it. Others don't even want to bring it up. I mean, I don't care. You can be on Ellen's show and still not want to talk about it. And you want to talk about, hey, let's talk about that COVID thing or whatever,
yeah.
you know, or let's talk about how much we hate Donald Trump. That seems to be the same issue these days that will, you know, keep you in the group and keep you still coming back for all the entertainment and cocktail parties, whether it's the Beltway or Hollywood or whatever, on and on. But, words do matter, and this is all part of the slippery, you know, road that we've been on here, is that we've abandoned the truth and we're paying the price because Because when we abandon the truth, we can't even see how we're being corralled. Speaking of COVID-19, how we're being utilized and corralled in this whole deal. I mean, we're being corralled to believe something that our instincts say that's totally bogus regarding this election. When you've got a majority of Americans, Adam, going, wait a minute, this thing was rigged. I mean, there's something really bad here in River City, and people instinctively, you know, feel that way, but those on the left and these oligarchs that are pulling the levers, and yes, there are some powerful oligarchs that have been spending billions of dollars like drunken sailors to finally seal the deal. You know, this fundamental transformation that Barack Obama talked about. I mean, they see it right now. It's now or never to seal the deal and close the gate and destroy the American dream as you and I grew up with.
No, that's absolutely right. And, you know, obviously I work for Plugged In at Focus on the Family, and we review movies. But I think if you haven't seen it, and I can't remember if we've talked about this, there's a really fascinating documentary on Netflix called The Social Dilemma.
Yes.
And it's a bunch of people who were at one time a part of Twitter, Facebook, Google, all the big tech companies, Pinterest, who have all stepped away because they increasingly became ethically really uneasy with what was happening. And at the very least, it's worth watching,
right?
Because I think it gives you a sobering perspective on how these things are shaping our world. And at one point, one of the guys says, you know, you hear people talking about the Terminator and robots taking over the world. And he said, the robots have always taken over, already taken over, and nobody even noticed.
Exactly.
And he talked about how the algorithms work that push people what they want to hear. And I think in terms of getting up to speed on the reality of how these things are influencing our culture, it's got a couple profanities in it. But other than that, man, it's really a worthwhile way to spend a couple hours.
Yeah, no question. That's a good recommendation. Social Dilemma on Netflix. Hey, let's talk about I had a conversation with Jen Gotsen and Jim Chandler last week.
Yeah.
Their new movie, The Farmer and the Bell. Saving Santa Land, cute movie.
Loved it. Loved it. And you can do a search on that. I think it's on Google or on YouTube. Excuse me. One of those services, you can rent it for $2 or $3.99. And it's in some ways it will feel pretty similar to a typical Hallmark movie, but it's got a lot deeper spiritual message than anything you'll find on the Hallmark channel. Mm-hmm. And let me segue in that direction, too. You know, those of us who like Hallmark movies, and my family, we are among them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even Hallmark has been under pressure to, you know, to kowtow toward the progressive agenda. And so, you know, last night they had one of their typical holiday romances on called The Christmas House,
mm-hmm.
and it had two male gay characters in it. And so the left will be applauding, but again, it's if you don't submit, we are going to ostracize you, and we're going to put pressure against you. And so even in places where you would think, man, can we just leave it alone? No, they're not leaving it alone.
No. That's what progressives do. They continue. They keep on moving the ball down the field. New York Christmas Wedding. You reviewed that one?
Same thing. This is a lesbian love story, and it's about talking their Catholic priest into marrying them. So, same idea. It is on Netflix as well. It's an M-rated show, so this is not a nice, fluffy holiday movie. This is one that has a lot of content in it.
Well, there's plenty to see right there at PluggedIn.com, whether it has to do with movies, TV, music, games, books, YouTube channels. The team works hard to make sure that you are in the flow of the know, and you can even find out about doom scrolling that Adam wrote about as well. That's interesting.
That's right.
You got it right there. He's with Focus on the Family. He's the director of PluggedIn.com. Adam Holtz. Thanks, Adam. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family.
Thanks, Bill.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.